Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and today I'm at the Conrad Orlando, which is a brand new property here in the Orlando area. And there's not a lot of luxury properties here. There are a few. But I'm here with Sean McCarron, who's the general manager of this magnificent new property. And it still has that new hotel smell, but in a good way. It's great. And we're going to talk to Sean about this wonderful hotel, which actually is a stone's throw from Disney. You can actually take a regular shuttle over there if you want to. So it's perfect for families, and also perfect for families for other reasons, for the surrounding resort that this is part of. We're going to find out about all that and more on Inside Travel Report. Sean, first of all, it's great to meet you and see this magnificent property, which really opened up when, right?
We just opened up in January. Very, very excited to start 2024 with an incredible resort. I mean, it's 1,100 acres of just serene beauty, 8-acre lagoon, crystalline lagoon, five dining venues, swimming pool, spa, 433 restrooms. It's just a massive luxury resort.
So you don't even have to go to the parks, but people do go to the parks from here. Talk about the whole history of this development, because you are part of this complex called Evermore, which is a complex of it's mostly rentals for people who want to come down here and vacation, but they're magnificent, beautiful buildings. And then Conrad is kind of the centerpiece here, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's 1,100 acres, the entire resort. But one of the key areas in the center of the resort is 20 acres of beaches wrapping around an 8-acre lagoon.
And this is a man-made lagoon. Somebody told me there's a company that you can get that brings in a lagoon. I was like, if I wanted a lagoon in my backyard, I guess this is where I'll go, right?
You could. It's pretty massive, 17 million gallons. It's crystal blue. Yeah. And the company's called Crystal Lagoons that kind of put it all together, and it's all their proprietary technology that was put into making this centerpiece of the resort. But at the north end of that resort is Conrad Orlando. And so we have our own piece of it with 433 guest rooms, a luxury resort. The whole resort throughout all of Evermore, but more specifically with Conrad, was built on very bold designs and making sure that there's that balance between the surroundings, which is water and beautiful landscape and floral and fauna all throughout the resort as you'll see it.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about more of the decor, which is amazing. It really is a beautiful property. Let's talk about your background. How did you end up here?
Well, I've been with Hilton for 8 years. So the last 6 years prior to coming to this resort and being part of this project, I was running the Waldorf Astoria here in Orlando.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. A beautiful resort in itself. Great luxury part of Orlando itself. And I joined this project a couple of years ago to get it off the ground. But prior to that, I worked for about 16 years with Four Seasons and about 6 years with Ritz-Carlton.
Now, tell us a little bit about, you said 435 rooms you have here. So what is the range of accommodations? I mean, we're in one of your suites here.
We are.
Talk a little bit about the different kinds of rooms and suites you have.
Yeah, so there's 433 guest rooms. And there's 61 suites. So we're sitting right now in one of our Conrad suites. We have seven of these. And these Conrad suites are about 2,000 square feet. As you can see behind, there's eat-in kitchens and really a lot of outdoor space to be able to be part of the actual resort itself and feel. We oversee this particular suite, oversees and overlooks the lagoon. So it's magnificent views.
And there are also suites that overlook your pool area, because besides the lagoon, which were incredible, you got a great pool area as well, right?
Yeah, beautiful pool, seven cabanas. I mean, this is an area where you really don't have to go to the parks. You could be here for an extended vacation and not really have to go. Although Disney is literally 7 minutes
away. You can see it literally. We actually see it over there. I mean, there's Epcot, and you can see Disney Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And you can watch the fireworks from here, right?
You can, from this particular suite as well. And most of our suites, we actually have views of either the Epcot fireworks and the Epcot ball or Magic Kingdom fireworks. And some have both.
Wow, that's a great deal. I mean, this is here. And also, you have complimentary transportation in a very luxurious motor coach, which I just saw, if you want to take your family over there. So it's really a great place, a great central location. Talk about within the rooms, what are kind of the signature amenities that are part of Conrad and everything else that you have in each room?
Well, we have luxury bath amenities. We use Byredo as our bath amenity for it. It's really just trying to make sure that the guests feel like they're in an environment where they're pampered. A lot of our design is based on the flows of water, even in our guest rooms, and there's a lot of pops of color, blues and aquas, to really give that whole feel of that overall resort being a sense of water.
No, and indeed, we're going to talk a little bit about the decor of the hotel later, but one of the things I did want to get to very quickly is your restaurants and bars, and you got a pretty wide selection. Tell us about some of the places that you have here, because, I mean, you have a rooftop bar and Mexican restaurant, which is, what's it called?
Ceiba. Yeah, Ceiba. Yeah, so we have 5 dining outlets on the resort. Again, part of making sure that we have an opportunity for our guests to be able to stay here for their entire vacation and not have to venture off. But as you had mentioned, Ceiba is our rooftop restaurant. So that is a authentic Mexican restaurant open for dinner nightly. It has a little bit of an outdoor feel in a patio and indoor feel.
So there's a retractable roof, right?
Retractable roof. It's gorgeous. And so you feel all that open air and, again, part of the environment in Central Florida. But this restaurant is on the top of the hotel, and so that has expansive views all over Orlando.
That is your rooftop, which everybody has to have a rooftop these days. Right?
You absolutely need to have a rooftop, and you can see the fireworks from Epcot and from Magic Kingdom for those.
Yeah, and what are some of the other ones? I know that Sofia's is kind of your all-day restaurant, right?
It is, yeah. That's Southern Coastal Italian cuisine. Open breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A spectacular venue in itself, down on the lower level, and it also has indoor-outdoor seating and views overlooking the lagoon.
And then you have sort of an outdoor restaurant as well, right near the pool. What's that called?
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Okay. It's called Papaya Club. So this is a Polynesian restaurant. A lot of Asian fare, Polynesian fare, but it's also kind of an upscale tiki bar. So we partnered with a gentleman by the name of Paul McGee, mm-hmm. and Paul essentially is renowned for his tiki bars and tiki cocktails and different kinds of vessels. And so he was the mastermind behind our entire beverage program at Papaya Club. We also have a bar called Apero, which services Sofia's.
Yeah, I just tried a Negrino in the pot, which was very interesting. I'm not a huge Negrino, but I could see learning to be that after seeing. And he said you kind of keep all the alcohol in this clay pot. It's pretty cool.
It's spectacular. My background is food and beverage, so I get passionate about these kinds of things. But you know, one of the things when we were developing these outlets, it was we really wanted to focus on quality food and quality beverage and things that are unique. But at Apero, for instance, we also consulted with a gentleman by the name of Giancarlo Mancino. Mm-hmm. And he is renowned for spritz bars and Negroni bars. And he was the mastermind behind that beverage program. Wow. So we really consulted to really get the top programming when it comes into our outlets.
And anything I'm missing there? I know there's a kind of a casual coffee breakfast place that you mm-hmm. can go to, just get, as I did this morning, yeah. to get a croissant and a latte or something as well, right?
Yeah, that's called Little Spoon. So okay. It's a grab and go, a great little, you know, if you're heading out to the luxury motor coach that's going to take you out to Disney, you can grab a quick coffee or a latte and a breakfast sandwich or a breakfast spreads. And in the afternoons, we do gelatos and afternoon sandwiches and things like that. But really a great venue to grab and go and also have some seats. And that also looks over the lagoon.
Yeah. Anything I'm missing there? Because that's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot. You know, the both our pool and our beach also offer food and beverage. So we have menus for each of those. So really, there's a lot of destinations that you can go and sit and relax and either take a dip in the Crystal Lagoon, sit on a beach, or sit in a cabana or out by the pool.
And even in this development, I believe there's like a food court on the other side of the lagoon that you could go and just hang out with, I believe, as well.
Yeah, there is. So, you know, we're part of Evermore Resort, and that is a vacation rental facility as well. So they've got 206 four-bedroom, four-bath flats. They have 69 5 to 11 bedroom homes. There are 41 two bedroom and four bedroom villas. Obviously, the lagoon is part of that, and all of the activations are all part of Evermore. They have a landing that's got a food hall in it and a three meal restaurant, and then two magnificent golf courses. So,
the golf courses.
Both Jack Nicklaus designed, two 18 hole golf courses there. So, there's a lot to do for guests that are coming to the resort as a whole. And then also, if you don't want to be on the golf course and you want to just be further pampered, we have a spa.
Well, I was going to mention that. The spa is, I think you have 11 treatment rooms. It's a really large spa. You have a wonderful outdoor area for, you know, hot and cold plunge pools and things like that, whirlpools. And it just looks, it's really a great facility.
It's spectacular. As you said, 11 treatment rooms. But I think the piece that makes it so unique is we have a 12,000 square foot outdoor water garden, and it's lush gardens and little nooks where you can go and sit and relax after a treatment. There's hot and cold plunge pools. There is a hydrotherapy tub. There are individual tubs that you can do different kinds of treatments in as well that are very private and all surrounded by this lush landscaping.
And then, of course, I want to sort of end by talking a little bit about the design of the hotel, because it really is a beautiful property. It's a lot of light, a lot of windows, and you come in, I was pointed out to me, I didn't notice it, that you come in underneath what would have been the hull of a ship, of a boat, right?
Yeah, a Chris Craft boat. So those antique, beautiful antique Chris Craft boats is the entrance. And so that, again, is that inspiration of water and nautical and, you know, again, the beautiful landscaping that is all around Orlando. So coming in through and underneath that Chris Craft boat, you're essentially immediately looking at this gorgeous beach and water, crystal blue water.
We're looking at it right now.
Yeah, we sure are.
And then, of course, you go a little farther, and you've got this incredible kind of atrium thing that's all circular and really is absolutely beautiful. You can see all the way from the top to the bottom, all the floors. How many floors are there?
There are 7 floors of guest use or guest rooms, and then up on the roof is the 8th floor, and that's the only thing that's up there is Saba.
That's it. So that's it. So it really is a gorgeous property. And then you'll have to tell me about one other quick thing I noticed is there are all these orange or yellow rabbits like stings on the balconies. I'm saying, what is that?
Yeah, they're just a pop of color. They're little bunnies. They're actually for families and for kids. And it's a kind of a semi-soft seat. And the bunny ears are actually...
I should have sat on it. I didn't try that.
It's actually pretty good. If you turn around and you use the bunny ears as your back, as your backrest, you can actually sit in it pretty comfortably. But it's really for kids.
I have to go really for kids. I'll have to go and try it out. I'll probably break it. But it really is great. It does add color because you have these on all the balconies of the resort. Now, is there anything you want to tell travel advisors out there about how they can work with you to really make sure their guests are really happy here?
Yeah, we have a VIP services team, and their whole mission is to have bespoke interaction with our guests and develop an entire stay and an itinerary that is bespoke to each guest. So there's a reach out that happens prior to any guest coming to the hotel. And the offer is, okay, can we help you to make restaurant reservations, spa appointments, get you into Disney or Universal or any of the other parks that we have here? Or if they would like to, you know, experience some of the culture or some of the other natural beauties around Orlando, they build an entire itinerary for our guests that are coming through. And so as your guests are coming into the hotel and have made reservations and their date is approaching, we start to say, well, let's help you plan and get something put together for you. So you really have a very unique vacation experience.
And absolutely. And of course, Conrad's are known as being fitting into the locale of where they are.
Yeah.
And of course, we are in Orlando. Right. We are in the heart of Theme Park Central. So yeah. This, it would be a great place if you want to base your clients without going to Disney. I mean, and you know, Four Seasons, Waldorf. Yeah. There are not too many luxury hotel properties here. They're starting to get more. You're the latest and the latest and greatest.
Yes.
And but you know, you were at the Waldorf, I know. Yeah. Before, and Four Seasons we can actually see from here.
Right.
And after that, there's not a lot beyond that. I mean, Disney has some nice properties as well, but this is really a great option for guests who want to experience Disney or the surroundings, but also as Sean said, it's a great, if you just want to sit back and relax and enjoy the day here. And you probably, someone said, you really should spend a day here. Just to, if you want to play golf, that's another day. So you can really spend a significant time here, right?
Yeah, you absolutely can. I mean, there's so many other activities to do or not do on the resort itself. I mean, it's a very tranquil destination with, again, the beaches and the pool, and you can really just have a very relaxing visit, or you can get active and get out and see the parks, or you can do a balance of both.
Well, I used to do, you know, the theme park madness where you just park a day and you got to get to everything. I never put that extra day in because, quite frankly, there weren't a lot of resorts. When I was doing this with my kids, there weren't a lot of resorts I wanted to hang out with unless it was a Disney resort because they like that. But this is really a perfect way to get that balance of having a great, relaxing vacation with that active theme park. Now, anything else you want to tell our 126,000 travel advisors about this property?
Yeah, I mean, I would piggyback on what you were saying. I mean, you know, the luxury traveler doesn't necessarily want to do the park, 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 park. Right. They want to have a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. And so this entire resort, and certainly Conrad Orlando, was designed to own the off day. Okay. And really make sure that the guests can feel like they're in a beautiful resort. It's part of their overall vacation. And in some cases, we've had some guests that are, it's a majority of, and instead of doing a park, 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 and then one day off, they're actually taking several days on the resort and then only going to the park for one day.
So where can travel advisors go to get more information about this great resort?
Yeah, we're on the web, conradorlando.com.
Fantastic. So go to Conrad Orlando. Give a call to Sean, see what's going on, and he can set you up here in an incredible resort for your clients. And it really is a beautiful, beautiful property. So I would encourage you to get that extra day to spend. The kids will be fine. They'll be going to the lagoon. They'll be going to the pool. And then, you can take them in the private, dedicated coach over to the Disney parks as well. I would have done it this way if I had that option years ago. Yeah. Sean, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for hosting me. It's really been a great, all too short visit, but it's a wonderful property, and I really had wanted to see it when it opened.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming and spending some time and sharing some of this beautiful resort with your clients and all your constituents.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.